What it is, Coastal Noise Podcast number 22, just did with Daniel Cavanaugh and Ryan Van Sciver. Check the show notes to see all the stuff we talked about. We talk about acting, actors, a lot of actors in the beginning, and then we move to Time Magazine's picks for the year, including the Pope Francis Man of the Year and Crocodile, the new drug that's coming from Russia, that's the zombie-eating flesh virus, all that good stuff. We talk about a lot of diverse stuff this episode. Like I said, just revert to the show notes to see. In the meantime, we want to say if you guys want to come down to Mizo's not this Monday, not tomorrow, but the following Monday, February the 3rd at 8 o'clock, we're doing an open mic for comedians and open to anybody. And we're just going to get up there and have some fun with it. And see what happens. So we would like to encourage everybody to come out and have a good time and get up there if you'd like. Me, Ryan, and Daniel will all three be there. The blog site have a new food recipe up, garlic herb and tuna salad, which I make with like kale and just came from like an improv dish that I just threw together one day. And also, I'm thinking about putting a new track up, a new like detuned little jam thing that I did. And that being said, I think we'll just go ahead and get into it. Coastal Noise Podcast 22. Enjoy.
But I like both of those. Really good.
What was the first one you said?
Her, Joaquin Phoenix, and that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Joaquin Phoenix is the lead.
Yeah,
character?
The main dude. And then Scarlett Johansson's the robot. Well, the computer voice. But it's a really good movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't been to a movie for a little. We went to go see The Hobbit, the second.
Fantastic.
Hobbit.
Movie.
Yeah, was it? Great movie.
Fantastic. That
That's the first one I've seen.
I would go see that movie again. I was trying to get my family to go see it again because I wanted to go see it that bad again.
It was good, dude.
Yeah, the ending, the dragon scene.
I didn't realize that there was a third part, and I'd forgot, like, for some reason, I thought it ended at the dragon, mm-hmm. like, once they'd killed it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
He said, killed it or whatever, so you won't really know.
And God, I mean, it could be a bait and switch for all you know.
Definitely the next one on my list, though, is American Hustle. I'm probably going to go see
somebody
that tomorrow.
Somebody told me to go see
that.
Oh, really? Yes, I do.
Because Louis said he's in town till Tuesday.
Oh,
I haven't seen him in
a while. Do you
want
to go see it Tuesday then?
I want to go
Tuesday. Oh, you work Tuesday?
Well, I work Tuesday morning.
Okay, let's do it tomorrow then.
Okay.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. We can do it tomorrow.
Can I come?
You want to come?
Yeah. If you're available, dude, come on. Yeah
totally. Well, I get off at 2, so anytime after that, I'll talk to him and get the time set up.
Somebody told me, Lyle told me to go see that, and he was like aggressive about it.
Yeah, that, from what I've heard, it's made me want to go. That's my top next want to see.
Yeah.
Next to, I do want to see her and Wolf of Wall Street. Wolf of Wall Street, I heard, is it's pretty good, but it's not Scorsese's best work.
It's like it's a real kind of guy movie.
Yeah.
Because it's a dude just doing, like, getting all this power and money and doing all this stuff.
Who's the star of that?
Damn it, what's his name? Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah.
Oh.
And then Jonah Hill's in it.
Yeah, I've seen previews for this. I know I have. I want to go see it.
Speaking of Jonah Hill as like one of the side characters mm-hmm. of a good movie, Moneyball.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Moneyball, Moneyball's a great movie.
It really is, man.
Yeah. I need to revisit that for a second time. His role in that is really top notch. Yeah.
His acting in Wolf of Wall Street's
similar.
Just as good. He's really good in that movie. So definitely check it. It's a different character completely, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny to think the last thing I saw was This Is the End, and that's just like departure.
Yeah.
Like so much departure.
Thank God that wasn't your last movie.
Yeah.
They're coming out with another 21 Jump Street movie. He's in that.
22 Jump Street.
That. Yeah, something like that. Funny. Yeah, that's it.
Easily named title. I like, I was surprised by how funny Channing Tatum was in that movie.
Yeah.
It actually really was good. What fucking movie was that? Oh, shit. I just realized what it was, and it's got a bad rap amongst, like, dudes.
Magic Mike?
Magic Mike. It was a good movie, dude.
I've never seen it. I've seen really parts of it.
that if you're comfortable with yourself, it won't make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. It's not going to bug me.
It's very. There's a lot of a man action going on in that movie.
Yeah, you know?
I like McConaughey in that.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's an asshole, but every time I hear him talk, like, no matter what situation he's in, it makes me laugh really hard for some reason.
He is in Wolf of Wall Street also.
Is he?
Yeah.
Dude, I like McConaughey. His voice and Bill Clinton's voice are the same impression for me. You know?
Yeah.
It's just like a southern draw, I guess.
I think McConaughey's from Texas and Clinton's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
So.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
I can't do it right now for some reason.
All
right. But, well, what's the famous line? I can't remember what the name of the movie is for some reason right now, but he's driving these guys home. He's like, hey, man, you got a joint? And he's like, no, dude, I'm a smoker or whatever. And then he's like, be a lot cooler if you did. You don't know how many times that freight. Yeah.
You remember when he got busted for smoking weed and playing bongos naked in his house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Why can't he do that?
What was wrong with that? Like, if you've got your own bongos in your own house.
Depending on the state, I don't know if that's even illegal. What if they arrested him for the bongos?
Yeah, it was stupid, like, noise complaint.
That's all you need to know. It's stupid everywhere.
It really is, man. He's a serious hippie, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But that's cool with me. Like, he seems like a cool guy. You know?
I'd hang out with
What's
him.
His thing? Is he's got Just Keep Living, I think, is a production company.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
Something like that. It was, what was that movie? He was a surfer, I believe. And, what the hell is the name of that movie? I've seen it, and I really like it. I'd like to, like, express that, but I can't.
I'm trying to think of movies he's been in.
I'm not going to remember the name of this, but it's a good movie, and Woody Harrelson's in it, and he's his manager. And those dudes are both famous for smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much smoke weed throughout the movie. I think the weed consumption in the movie has some kind of tilt towards my favoritism of it.
Yeah. Like,
It's funny to watch those two smoke pot because you know they do it in real life. To, like, I would assume together. I don't know. I don't have any proof.
They probably hang.
Yeah, I think so.
Woody Harrelson, I think he has a documentary where he plants hemp in, like, a state where it's illegal. It's illegal, like, everywhere, I think. Yeah. But I think New Hampshire's, like, trying to change that. But he has a documentary where he, like, plants it, and the whole documentary is him talking about why hemp's incredible. You know, great textile product, mm-hmm. You know, even a food source, I want to say, very durable, and, you know, all that stuff. Anywho.
Yeah, the obvious, pluses to that point.
Yeah, and in the documentary follows him as he plants a hemp seed with a cop standing right there, and then he stands up and he's like, officer, I've planted the hemp seed. I'm here for you to take me into custody. And the guy takes him into custody, and they go to, you know, and he does whatever he has to do from it. I don't know. I'm just paraphrasing, summarizing.
I see that.
So, who knows?
Go ahead. I don't want to stop this thing cold.
Go ahead. I want to see where you take this.
Okay. I was going to ask if you've ever seen the movie Kingpin.
I've heard of it, but I've not seen it.
For some reason, I saw it when I was a little kid and thought it was stupid and stopped watching it. I had that idea stuck in my head for a long time, and my cousin kept asking me when I would be at his house, but I do, let's watch Kingpin. And for years, I said no, and eventually I caved, and I watched it like 3 times that night.
That's the bowling one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And man, is that movie hilarious to me. Like, Bill Murray's in it, and he is like the funniest asshole in history. Like, I love Bill Murray, and I think it's part of that's because of this movie. Mm-hmm. I started watching all of his other stuff after this. But what's his name? I can't believe I would forget this. I've seen it. Ernie McCracken. that was Bill Murray's name in the movie, and he was a dick, like a major dick. he was eating in a restaurant with him after Woody Harrelson beats him in a tournament. And he's like, Roy, do you think you could do with some residual income? And he's like, residual income? Because he's eating a bowl of chili, you know? And they go back and forth with that for a second. And by the third time, he's like, you know, why don't you pick that up and go outside and eat it and come on back in. And he does. He picks it up and he leaves. And then he looks over at these girls. And he's like, hi. And one of the girls is like, hi. And he's like, not you. Hi. There's a lot of hilarious lines I could go through on that one. But
I've been seeing a lot of Bill.
It doesn't really land.
Been seeing a lot of Bill Murray things on Netflix.
Have you?
And I don't know. Like, I kind of want to pick one, but I don't know. I'll have to Rotten Tomatoes them or something like mm-hmm. that. But yeah.
What's the name of the one that I know is on Netflix that I haven't seen before? I'm never gonna get the name of this movie. Fuck it. But my roommate told me not to watch it.
What happens?
Like, he made it a point to say not to watch it, and then like he didn't like it. No, I can't remember the name of it. But I like Bill Murray in just about everything. I think I'm going to try it. Whatever the fuck the name of it is.
He was with Woody Harrelson in the zombie movie.
Shit.
Yeah, Zombieland.
Zombieland, yeah. That was actually really funny, the way he went out.
That was probably one of the hardest times I've ever laughed in a movie. Like, really, like, falling out of my chair laughing.
He's like, I never was a very good practical joker. If you don't know, he's completely dressed himself up as a zombie. And who was it that shot him?
The kid.
Yeah.
The boy.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
They were having a great time in Bill Murray's house, smoking weed with him and, like, watching movies in his theater.
I was going to say, didn't Harrelson and Murray smoke weed in that movie?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
They pretended to do, like, act out a scene of Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. He did.
That's so awesome. I watched Ghostbusters for the first time like a couple of months ago.
Really?
Which is weird because, you know, super, super famous movie I just never got to.
I love that movie.
And I'm on board with it now. Okay, I just remember one of my favorite pieces of Bill Murray in that he's in the room with Sigourney Weaver and she's already been possessed. That's her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's like telling him to... Why am I going to censor myself now? I said fuck 1,000 times on this podcast. I've been on it 3 times. But she's like, fuck me. And she's a demon already, of course. And he's like, no, I can't. He's like, well. And he's, all right.
Probably my favorite line in that movie is after all the ghosts get let out, they're in the mayor's office. And Bill Murray, or one of them says, like, Dickless over here said we had to turn off the thing. And the mayor goes, is that true? And Bill Murray goes, yes, he has no dick.
Dude, there's something about him that is hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Just him in general.
He's the best.
I love that. I love Caddyshack. Okay, we're going to talk about both of these guys now. Dangerfield and Caddyshack is so funny.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he's going, like, down this table of rich people, and he's like, he gets to this lady's son. He's like, oh, good boy, terrific boy. And he goes to his friend, and he's like, now I know why tigers eat their young. He's like, holy shit. That dude is awesome. Yeah. I've heard Joe Rogan talking about him on his podcast, and he said that he would be at a comedy club in a kimono or just, like, a bathrobe, and his dick would be hanging out half the time, and he would go up on stage with his dick hanging out on purpose. And just act like it wasn't happening. That dude was on coke for, I guess, ever, right?
I believe it.
He said that he thought he was doing coke when he was like 70. No respect.
Jesus.
Did y'all hear who Time Magazine's Man of the Year was?
Who?
It's the Pope.
Yeah?
Get the fuck out of here.
When they announced that?
December's issue, I guess. Okay.
That's what if you hate Catholic people? Like, doesn't that... I don't even know what religion you would be if you really hated Catholic people, but...
Just any other religion.
I know what it is. It's Catholic people.
Any and all other...
There are a lot of self-hating Catholics for some reason. But that's cool, I guess.
Seems like a nice dude.
He's in a big, big spot. Good for him. Whatever.
I've heard him say things like... you don't have to believe in God to go to heaven and things that pretty much like it's not our job to judge homosexuals. Like, so
wait, so he's not a shitty pope?
Huh? No, he seems to be pretty cool from what I hear.
Yeah, from what I've heard, like I've heard him say some stuff too, and I'm just like, okay, new age pope coming through here.
Yeah, and he just like He's more about helping people, focused on that instead of all the pomp and circumstance. You
and
know?
A lot of things that happen, or you know, in his presentation, that he just kind of like rolls with and does very like casual, like good person things instead of what do I need to do to keep this business running and present a good image and yada yada. Like I don't know if you heard about the kid, the little boy that ran on stage in the middle of his speech. And like hugged him, and like the Pope just hugged him back, and then the kid ran and like sat in the Pope's chair, and he just let it happen, and he just kind
of
laughed it off.
See, that shit wouldn't have gone down a couple popes back.
Benedict would not have had that shit. No.
He would have had a couple smacks on the wrist.
Yeah,
hard. That's the way it should be, right? I mean, the Pope should be a good dude.
Don't
right?
be a dick. Yeah.
Don't be a shit. Don't be a dick, Pope.
Don't be what you wear on your head. I don't know if that made any sense.
Are they ever? They're not going to do away with that hat.
Pope's peace doves attacked by crow and seagull. 10:06 Eastern Time. Two white doves released by children standing alongside the Pope Francis in the Vatican City as a peace gesture have been attacked by other birds. A seagull and a crow swept down on the doves after they were set free from the apostolic palace during the Pope's weekly
apostolic.
Thank you. And tens of thousands of people watched as one dove struggled to break free, but the crow pecked repeatedly at the other dove. It is not clear what happened to the doves that flew away. So basically, they released some really punk ass doves, and the doves could not handle themselves like at all. Like, when do you ever just see wild birds just out and about, just getting attacked by other birds that are as stupid as seagulls? I mean, what are you not experienced? Have you seagulls. Been sheltered your whole life?
Yeah.
Are you just a dove just hanging out? Like,
I think, yeah, they keep them in cages and raise them, and then they set them free, and then they probably just die the next day because they don't know how to fend for themselves.
They get fucked up by pigeons and shit.
Yeah.
So it's the people that are dumb. It's not the bird's fault.
Yeah, the birds just never got a chance to find out how to live.
Jeez.
Or...
I really hope that was not the Pope's idea.
These seagulls are like a part of a you know, secret organization among seagulls.
Yeah.
What the hell are you about to talk about?
Yeah, fuck it.
Some satanic shit.
You know, you can't see me, but I'm doing that thing that blackjack dealers do.
Yeah.
When they leave, I'm going to drop that cold. Let's talk about whatever you want.
They also, in the New York Times, had a whole list of things that were going on that just made the yearly news or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about crocodile?
Yes, I have.
That, no.
That is the New York Times drug of the year.
Really?
Really.
They have a drug of a year?
Yeah,
they do
Time
that
magazine.
Every year?
This is Time Magazine's most... it's the inanimate objects that got the most... news time during the year.
Weird.
And apparently crocodile is one of them.
Well, what is it?
Daniel, do you know anything about it before I look it up?
It's like a mixture of heroin and like is that like cold medicine or something?
Ooh.
Or some sort of like sleeping stuff. It fucking ruins your body though.
Who the fuck thought to do this shit?
I heard it was like big in Russia and then they brought
crocodile?
It over. I don't know. Because it makes your flesh rot off and look like reptile skin.
Word.
Yeah.
You get scaly.
Yeah. Like, it's disgusting. You have to be, like, a serious drug addict to
you
do it.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, dude.
Where's it really bad, Daniel? Isn't it Russia and Europe?
Russia, and then I think it came over in Chicago. It's kind of a...
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No.
They're bringing it over.
It's here.
Yeah, they got it in the States.
That's why it's
bigger
a drug
cities.
Here. I wonder, when Molly came out, because I bet you that was it for that year. Right. It's fucking prevalent now. Every time I go out, I see somebody on Molly, and I don't like it.
You don't like people on Molly or Molly itself?
Probably the whole package, I guess. I mean, just I don't know, man. Like, it's ecstasy, right?
It's
not ecstasy.
Ecstasy is like a drug cocktail, whereas Molly MDMA is like the pure,
MDMA.
Is the stuff that's in ecstasy, but ecstasy can be cut with a lot of other shit.
Yeah. I guess I just don't, maybe I'm hanging out the wrong places.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Because
I'm running into
I know what you're talking about, man.
People.
I mean, I've gone, when I was in college and that you know, stuff happened all the time.
Yeah.
And I just, I feel you, you know.
Some people are really, a lot of really nice on Molly, though.
Sure. Sure. Some people are really nice when they're drunk, too.
And I'll be like, man, you know, he's acting weird, but he is in a great mood. And I'm like, that dude's on Molly. Like, how did I not fucking know that?
I'm going to show y'all some pictures.
I'm not very street smart.
I can pretty much guarantee that I have no idea that if any of them are real. If that made any sense, what I just said, which I know for a fact it didn't. this is the pictures, and...
Holy shit balls.
It almost looks like like frostbite, kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I've seen it where it's just fingers are just...
Imagine napalm. If napalm covered you, and your skin eroded away, and in the napalm was like some serious acid, which I don't know if acid is in napalm at all already. But imagine there's a super acid involved, and it eats your skin away. And then upon your upon your dead skin, scales and blisters like you've never seen before erupt onto the surface of your body, covering you.
If you and know so what crocodile does to you,
I'm gonna do another one.
Yeah,
it's that powerful.
Super addicting. People just,
you know, you hear things and you can't really judge or anything, but I've heard people say six times as addictive and powerful as heroin.
Look, it's four pictures of people with these bad effects and then a crocodile.
Yeah. If you go down,
this is the first five.
If you go down, a reference picture.
It took four pictures to get to a crocodile.
If you go down a little bit, which I'm struggling with right now.
Well, yeah, I mean. Oh,
look at that cat. There's a cat swimming in the water. And it has nothing really to do with anything. But it's there.
I guess because it's coming out of the water and the water looks a little murky, like maybe it's trying to pretend to be a crocodile. Maybe that's their angle. I don't know how Google would have produced that.
It's a meme. I didn't notice there were words on it. It's a cat baring its teeth, swimming through the water towards the photographer, and it says, "They told me I could be anything, so I became a crocodile."
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So does it say on there, it's heroin mixed with something else? Does it say what the other
thing is? We'll do some research on it here.
It's, yeah.
What if you went into a room of drug addicts and said, this is a, what magazine is that? Time Magazine?
Time Magazine.
This is Time Magazine's number one drug of the year.
Yeah. That's a pretty good selling point. They're probably going to stamp it on the bags.
I think that's some street smart shit that you got to know that that's not the drug you want to do just because it's ranked as number one somewhere for something. You know?
Got to do your research before you do your drugs.
There's some great YouTube videos where you can watch people inject themselves with crocodile dill and turn into the lizard monster from Spider-Man. Wow.
It's kind of weird.
This is fucking dumb, dude.
I actually just made that up. So if someone out there wants to go and create that, I would really appreciate it.
Well, we could do it. I mean, I don't want to inject anything into myself. You know what? Let's drop that. I don't want to make that YouTube video. I do want to make some YouTube videos, though. Have you ever thought about doing that? Like trying to create some videos with your phone or some shit and start a YouTube channel?
Phones are too basic. I need a camera.
Okay.
That's my thoughts on it.
I had that thought because I saw I was recording a video in my phone the other day and it had an option to post it straight to YouTube. And I was like, well, that's kind of interesting. It's probably going to clog YouTube up with some bullshit.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Would you like to hear some information on crocodile?
Yeah,
sure.
It's dysmorphine. Dysomorphine is what it's called. For dihydrodesoxymorphine.
Holy shit.
Street name is crocodile. Crocodile. Drop the E. Is a derivative from morphine, an opiate, with powerful, fast-acting sedative and analogous effects. Hey, your guess is as good as mine.
I don't know what it means, but I know how to say it.
Oh, it was patented in 1932.
Jesus, patented?
Yeah. What the hell?
Who's the asshole?
It is around 8 to 10 times more potent than morphine. It was used in Switzerland under the brand name Permanoid. Permanid. It was described as having a fast, onset and short duration of action, with relatively little nausea or respiratory depression compared to the equivalent doses of morphine.
Oh.
So, well, aside from the skin stuff, yeah, it sounds like fun.
Doesn't sound all that bad. Other than the fact that it turns
No, thank you.
It literally makes your body eat itself.
Yeah, if drug dealers could fix that problem,
yeah,
then they got Time Magazine's number one drug of the year year.
Dude, what if you got a bag of weed laced with crocodile? Fuck, you got to be worried about that shit now.
Nah, I think it'd be more expensive.
Unless you're, you know, not a fucking idiot. And don't hang out with dudes that probably have crocodile. I've met some dudes that... I have, like, something that I think I'm going to make into a bit. I got in trouble with the cops once. And my lawyer told me not to hang out with any nefarious characters. And I think I'm going to talk, like, say that and be like, what do you mean, like the penguin? shit.
Holy Christ.
Dude, my mind's... I think I'm losing my shit because I just forgot what we were talking about before that. Because it's leading into that.
The drugs?
Oh, yeah. Fucking nefarious characters. God, dude. Something's wrong with me. But that's how you know the mark of a nefarious character is if they carry crocodile with them. That's a shitty drug dealer if he has crocodile on him at any point in time.
Yeah. I mean...
But, you know, I guess when you're a drug dealer, like, if you're a crack dealer, you really don't give a fuck anymore.
You just know? Trying to make money.
You're not trying to be cool, man. You're just trying to make some cash. And, just, you know, if somebody buys some crocodile from you and turns into fucking a zombie or a mutant or whatever the fuck that does, then so be it. But fuck, dude.
Definitely.
I can't believe that stuff exists and is like, made available
it's
to people.
Popular. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking New York Times number one.
I don't
think of the year. Fuck
I don't
that.
Think it's as big as like some other drug epidemics that are going on, but like, I think it got so much traction just because the side effects it has.
Yeah. Oh yeah, obviously.
So, yeah, I don't. It's only in like really big cities. Like I think Chicago, they said they had some there, and I think New York, and yeah. You know, so like nobody, we wouldn't. I don't think you could get it down here.
Yeah. What if that becomes a big problem?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like people know enough about things like that nowadays.
Yeah. Bath salts seem to be a big problem.
Yeah?
I don't know if it still is like a huge deal anymore. If it's how the fuck are you going to sell that in a store and know what it does?
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, you know, that's why they cut that shit out quick.
Yeah. I can't believe they ever sold that spice shit.
Yeah.
Didn't that, like, kill a girl or something like that?
I think...
It did
I
something
I saw
to somebody
something like that.
I jumped right to murder, but... I've heard some people have had some really bad effects of that.
It was, I tried
I
it before.
Smoke
it was just
that shit. There's
it was
no
like...
Way.
It was weird, man. It wasn't... I tried it once. It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
But,
You know, you... If you're gonna try to get high on something, it should probably be weed, not a... substance that was made to have weed like effects that is
yeah
legal
some chemical called like M8369 yeah. Like what no
dude,
don't
no,
fucking
dude.
Smoke that get that out your face
don't light that on fire and if you do don't put it in a cigarette or whatever the fuck
well, I always heard like it's supposed to be similar to marijuana but it, I mean I don't think it was but then why don't you just smoke weed like
yeah
I guess because spice was legal for a little while, so there was no negative repercussions.
That was the big, obviously, that's the draw of spice if you're trying to pass a drug test or something. But what if you just you haven't smoked weed before, and you're like, fuck, I'm going to try spice instead.
Right.
Then you're a moron. Like,
see, if they legalized pot, wouldn't have these problems.
Right. Some poor kid wouldn't go out and buy a bag of spice from what I guess would be like the shittiest gas station attendant in history
yeah.
To sell it to a kid. Whatever.
Speaking of things putting into your body, I read something recently about this new vegetable that's supposed to be coming out that's supposed to be like the trending vegetable of the year or whatever. It's supposed
okay.
to be like a new superfood right. kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
It's called kohlrabi.
Kohlrabi.
Yeah.
Is it like a leaf? It sounds like a leafy...
It's, yeah. It's... It's supposed to be like taken over, but it's compared to Kale in a lot of ways. It's just how I kind of stumbled upon it.
Okay.
But, and you know, it's really well known for its high fiber and potassium and iron, and it's really low in calories, and both its leaves and its bulb are edible. And it's usually pickled with spices or oils or eaten with bread and yogurt is what.
Is it from like Middle East? Like India?
It must be.
They use yogurt.
Yeah.
Like,
Greek
yogurt,
like
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard it's been taken over in a lot of restaurants. Like people are starting to whip it out more and kind of experiment with it and whatnot.
Well, it's obviously a very popular vegetable. You know?
I'd try it.
I heard kale is in large amounts is bad for your kidneys.
Yeah. Kidney stones and stuff like that.
Joe Rogan, is that where you heard that? I think that whenever I hear shit like that, it's usually because of Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Because I started drinking kale shakes after I heard about him and found a recipe for him.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to worry about that shit because I've had a lot of kale in my life in the past, you know.
Yeah.
Several months.
I would suggest steaming them.
Yeah. I heard you can either boil them or steam them. But I put them in, you know.
I put them in a small pan, frying pan, with a little bit of water. I put the water in first, then bring it to a boil, then drop the kale in.
Yeah.
And just let it sit for about a minute, let it steam up, put it on simmer from high, and then just let it steam up and covered. And so that way I can avoid boiling it, because it loses a lot of its potential when you boil it, I would think.
Right.
As with is the case with a lot of vegetables. Once again, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it kind of gives it a middle ground. You steam it in water a little bit.
Don't you lose like a ton of nutrition once you actually heat something up?
I would think so.
I don't think that's the same for everything, but...
Yeah. Some people argue that it actually activates and releases things. Like, I've heard if you chop up garlic, it's better to chop it up and let it sit before you put it into a dish.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes time for it to, like, activate.
Hmm.
Which, I've seen things... where people have done studies with plants, trees, by putting electrode response signal things on them. I don't really know. And from that, generating like noises through a machine that correlate with the plant's something. Energy levels.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it uses sun. It needs water. It, you know, lives or dies. It has it responds to your environment. That doesn't mean it has consciousness or anything necessarily, but do microscopic maggots possess consciousness as well? Not necessarily. We don't know. I mean, it's so small and it's so insignificant to our cognitive ability, the reality that we live in. But who's to say that plants and vegetables don't have some sort of energy or life force that they put off?
I think they do. I saw a picture of this thing. It was two pictures side by side, and it was like the same type of plant. One was kept in a room where people were fighting or something like that, and one was put in a room where people were laughing or, you know. And it was an obvious, you know, difference from a plant really thriving and one that was dying. And I wonder if, you know, they have to have some kind of consciousness, right? When they are a living being. I don't know. Plants are interesting.
Have you ever seen them do studies where they play music, certain types of music for plants?
Yeah, well? Like
heavy metal or classic music, that kind of thing.
That's very weird. I remember growing like I can't remember what kind of plant it was, but maybe you guys did this too. When I was in like first grade, they made you put a seed in a cup, and you would keep it by the window, and every day it would grow a little bit more and more. Mm-hmm. I always thought that shit was so cool when I was a kid. Now I have my roommate has a garden in her backyard, and I don't give a fuck about that garden. Like, I love it when vegetables come around, but like, I have no interest in going out and gardening. That's just me being lazy, because I know it'd definitely be better to grow your own food. I mean, especially, I know you've seen Food Inc., huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now you can't fucking trust anybody. You gotta grow your own shit. Yeah, but that would I'd have to get chickens, a cow. I'm basically talking about starting a farm, and I don't want to do that shit.
That's a whole nother lifestyle.
Yeah, my family has been doing that. I think my grandpa did that for a long time. I don't know what he's doing now, but I I guess farming would be in my blood, but I'm lazy as shit. I'm not, you know.
Maybe you just haven't explored the enjoyable aspect of gardening.
Well, I have, like, only, like, a little bit, because I would be, oh, this would be really fun, and then, like, a couple days in, I was like, I'm not doing any of this.
It is a lot of responsibility.
Roommate.
It is. A lot of responsibility.
It is, but
it's like a dog or an animal or a skill. I mean, anything that needs care to for you to grow at it and for the product of which you produce to grow as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I can't hate on that too much. I just know I should be more dedicated in something in my life, you mm-hmm. know, but I'm not, so that kind of made our garden suffer. We got some good stuff out of there, though. We had, like, a lot of peppers, and he had, like, a little satsuma tree.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, it's nice to have food grow in your backyard. It's just,
you know, peppers
can't be a bitch. You got to get out there.
Peppers, that's actually a pretty good food to have. Mm-hmm. They're one of the highest producing vegetables for calcium.
Really?
Yeah. Or, no, excuse me. Well, it is calcium, but also vitamin C. They're extremely high in vitamin C. Huh. I did this whole blog on orange juice and people saying, you know, you need lots of vitamin C to boost your immune system when you're sick and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Drink lots of orange juice. Well, people don't realize, like, oranges themselves are very sweet things. They're fruits. So, you know, when people concentrate, like, if you've ever squeezed maybe 3 or 4 oranges, you get, you know, that much. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a lot of juice coming from 4 oranges, you know?
Right.
But most people, they're going to get more than that. You think of an 18-ounce glass or something like that. You know, when you go to, like, a restaurant and you want some orange juice and they bring you the same cup that they put your big Coke
yeah.
product in, or water, anything else.
Right.
Usually they bring you that. I mean, that's a lot of orange juice.
It is, dude.
And most time, if it's not straight oranges, it's mixed with high fructose corn syrup, regular syrup, sugars,
mm-hmm.
to make it sweeter, you know, because it's concentrated. It's watered yeah. down, but they want it sweet. They want you to like it so you drink more. All this. Uh-huh. So there's actually broccoli, cauliflower. Those all have more vitamin C than oranges do.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And so does, I think, kale has a bunch, but peppers, especially, I think, red peppers.
Yeah.
With green and yellow following close behind.
Oh, shit. So, well, I'm glad we got this thing started in my backyard, then.
Yeah.
You know, it's not too late. Maybe I could get out there and farm.
Yeah. I mean, once this cold goes through, you know, yeah. I plan to start.
Yeah, everything's dead right now, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we will start anew.
Which is nice, because you don't have to cut your grass. So that's pretty awesome.
That is true.
You know?
Although, I don't fucking like it to be that cold. Like, the other night, when was that? Friday, I guess, when we had that ice.
Yeah, everything was icing over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the traffic accidents. We yeah. had, what, 47 traffic accidents here?
Yeah.
In the Biloxi yeah, area.
Whatever time that was the cap. I heard it. I was in a gas station and heard a guy tell me that. And I never got the official report at the end of all of it, but it was probably more than that. We right. had a lot of accidents yeah. on Friday night.
And then they just dump sand.
People don't know what
sand.
The fuck to do when there's ice on the road yeah. here. This is Biloxi. Then, you know, we're not used to that shit.
Yeah. People are more prepared everywhere else. But then their like solution was dump sand on all the bridges. And now we just have sand all over our shit. Like, that's dangerous too, man.
You hit a patch of sand and slide. Nothing like cleaning your car, and then the next day you discover that everywhere you try to go is covered in sand. I mean, we're on the coast, so we're surrounded by water, so there's a bunch of bridges.
Yeah.
Most people are going to experience some bridges in their day-to-day commute.
You're almost certainly going to get sand on your tires.
Yep.
That's
ain't
I was,
that a bitch?
It was like 2 in the morning. I was driving home. I went to go over this bridge, and they're like, hey, we're dumping sand on this bridge. You got to go around. I was like, who the fuck besides me is about to go over this bridge at 2 in the morning and, you know, come 6 o'clock, it's going to be thawed. Like, you're wasting your time. Whoever got you up out of your bed to come dump sand on a bridge
is an
idiot.
But fuck you. I'm sorry you're out here in this cold weather.
But
I'm going over this fucking bridge.
Because it's cold and I want to go home right now.
I don't have a heater in my car right now, so I'm going over this bridge.
I know you're standing outside on the bridge where the wind blows the hardest, but I'm going across this thing because there's a fireplace at my house.
and I'm chilly.
And it's lit. So excuse me, sir, for you having to do what you have to do right now, but I'm going.
Fucking job. Yeah, we get a little over dramatic about. Think about living in fucking what? Colorado would be really bad.
Yeah.
Having that roads ice over all the time. I mean, people are more equipped for that.
Yeah.
But that's scary as shit.
Subarus are like the biggest sellers out there because they're so good for that.
Yeah, and they salt their roads and they all got ice chains for their tires and shit. So.
Yeah, but I bet you slide off of some shit from time to time still.
Yeah. But I'm sure they know how to react to it better than we do. Yeah,
not me, bro. We were watching TV, and they, like, whatever, WLOX, they cut in, like, three times during Shark Tank to just talk about how, like, terrible people are prepared around here for ice. Like, what, you cannot slow down? Like, what? Ridiculous. But anywho, every time it cut in, like, we never got through a single deal of the show. Because it just kept cutting in. And I thought, what the hell is going on? We have the internet. We can choose when we want to educate ourselves on what is happening around us. We don't need silly people and their mistakes interrupting multi-million-dollar deals here. I think this is a little more important.
I don't know. And have you seen some of the ideas on Shark Tank?
Yeah, I have. I've seen probably all of them, actually. Yeah. But
it sucks that you only got. Were you like in the middle of a pitch?
Yeah. I'd be in the middle of a pitch and
what's his face? Come back and the next guy's.
Yeah.
He's up.
I recently discovered another show. I'm just going to pitch the show idea to you to see what you think.
Okay.
I think it was the name of the title just captured my attention, but Discovery produces it. So it kind of got me thinking. It's called. Can't tell you what it's called right now.
Klondike?
Klondike?
No, what's that? Discovery's doing that, right?
No idea what that is. What if there that sounds a show? Like the ice cream bar, the Klondike bar.
I was just thinking, what if there's a show called What Would You Do for a Klondike Bar?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just called Klondike Bar, and that's what the host says every episode. And it's always like, it's like, you remember Guts when we were kids?
Yeah.
What if it was like that, like a fucking arena to get to a Klondike bar, and it's all one big Klondike commercial?
Dude, I think you got an idea there.
Right.
That could go.
I got a YouTube video at least. I'm telling you. I have this idea. I don't know where I'm going to go with it yet, but you guys, I want to be involved, but it'd be nice. Yeah, I was about to say I need, and I kind of do. I think we should make like a video to hype up our Mizo's night, our open mic night over there.
Yeah, and put them Ryan, on the internet. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that while we're on the subject?
Okay. Let's see what I could do there. I finally made a Facebook group for it to like announce in some way and start to promote, you know, one way or another. This is another good avenue. We're hosting an open mic night. I know we're all available, so at least us three will be there. At Mizo's, and we have to do it before 10 o'clock, so we decided we're going to start at 8, and we gotta find a way to get a bunch, a handful of comics to come by and try stuff. You know, if you think you're funny at all, if you have an idea and you like the idea of being on stage, you know, this is your shot. I've heard people tell me that before when I brought it up to them, like, yeah, I always wondered if I could do that, you know, and I'm hoping some people would jump on that. I just, this is all a big effort so I can see more stand-up shows. Like, I mean, I've been doing comedy more and more, and I'd like to make that into a career or whatever, but mostly this is just me getting to see people do comedy more live. Because that shit is fun. I really like doing that. I knew, because I went and saw that Joey Diaz show from, you know, a year and however many months ago, and I realized that night, I'm like, man, I like doing this way more than going to a bar or even going to see like music played. To me, like personally, like I just really there's something that that just like is unmatched to me in terms of like seeing something that's fun, which is seeing a comic do something that like really kills you, you know. There's a, that's not necessarily comparable to anything to me. Like, And it's also fun to me to watch people bomb. So, and that is going to happen from time to time. So, I'm glad we finally got this thing started. It's, just so everybody knows, February 3rd is the first night we're going to do it. And I don't know Monday how this shit's going to go, man. Yeah, Monday night, Monday February the 3rd is going to be fucking interesting. I don't know how, because if it's as cold as I think it's going to be, we're going to be inside. And that room's small. It's not necessarily set up for comedy. As a matter of fact, all the seats are facing a bar.
But we're being positive about it, though.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be fun. I really do. Like,
it'll be good.
It's going to be, at least that one factor is going to be funny to me. That,
yeah, I was just thinking it'd be really funny if, like, you know, the bars are facing one way. I mean, I think they're rotating seats. So, I mean, they face wherever they want to face.
Yeah, but if they all rotate, they'll be looking at each other's heads.
No, not whatever. Necessarily.
Well, yeah, you can move around.
I mean, you're look at the angle like this. It's just people, like, the person behind you scoots slightly left or whatever.
Because I'm thinking of us being in that corner that we talked about, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just thought it'd be funny if, like, when we started talking, you know, everybody was getting a drink and they were facing the bartender. It's like when we started talking, they all faced the back door, like away from the front door where we'll be. And then it'd be really super funny if it was really cold that night and they all got up and left and went outside.
Every
and then they freeze to death in spite of all everything. And we're just so like, mad. Wow, well, that's the show, folks.
I'd still be doing my bit to the bartender.
They'll appreciate
I'd still
it.
Be trying to see them.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the bartender ODs on alcohol. Just like
just face down on the bar.
He's the covered. Boss won't let them leave, so they
he's
just
surrounded by empty bottles of apple-flavored beers.
That's the worst way to go.
At the very least, we'll have one of the bartenders and Mizo in a kimono watching us.
I got two friends that said they're going to come for sure.
Yeah. So. And that's two.
There's two. I got, get a couple more.
I think six people besides myself have committed on Facebook. So if you fuckers don't show up.
I think we got one maybe from Minnesota or somebody who lives in Minnesota something like that.
Like, dude, okay. You're not fucking coming. But thanks for the fucking
support.
We thank
you for the support. Speaking of outside the reaches of impossible, this year Virgin Galactic owner Richard Branson says his spaceship 2, which is the name of
his
spaceship.
Come the fuck on, Richard Branson. You got a
is
spaceship.
Ready. He's ready to take passengers to the edge of the atmosphere in 2014 at the cost of a measly quarter mil pay stab. More than 600 people have already signed up, though. So Richard Branson's doing okay.
God damn it, Richard
He needs
Branson.
More money. That's what I was just thinking.
Hey,
Richard Branson.
That man has a toilet that faces out into the ocean to another island in the distance.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
That guy.
Fuck you, Richard Branson.
That guy comes up
really
with some.
I don't really mean that.
No,
geez.
Dude. Please, please. He's got a ship that's going to take schmoes like us. Well, not schmoes like us because we're... We don't have that kind of cash.
I'm never paying that amount of money.
I'm not a schmo, and I don't have that kind of money either. So,
you know, I'd like to have the nicest car in the entire world, but maybe I'll just take a trip to the edges of space once.
You think they give out free tickets for that?
They better fucking have peanuts. There better be something.
Yeah, dude, if there's not a crafts table up there, like...
People are going to need a bathroom, right?
I feel like I'd be really disappointed.
Like someone's going to get atmosphere sick or
someone's
whatever.
Someone's
going to
like wipe your ass for you and everything on that spaceship.
I would have buyer's remorse sure if I just went up into space like, all right, we're going back down.
Like, that's
what?
It. That's it.
250? Really?
Yeah, how long does the flight last?
I'm not sure.
Do we get to like watch a movie up there?
Oh, my God. Snacks. That is the sign that America sucks.
Yeah, that's good stuff,
that
huh?
That's the sign that we need to kill ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, we're in space, but, like, what movie are we going to be playing?
It's going to be the worst movie, too.
They're going to be...
We're going to watch Marley and Me.
For $250,000.
No, I'm just sad in space.
Dude. I want to see Gravity.
Oh, what if they
crazy.
Played aliens?
That'd be cool. Except that not you would really. Not come close to any aliens, I don't think.
No, but I'd still be paranoid about it.
Like, I don't want to go any farther than where we are right now. I don't want to go out there.
You're looking at the attendant. You're like, we're just going to break the atmosphere, right? Like, we're not going to go to another planet, are we? No, you fucking idiot. Why would you ask me if we're going to watch a movie?
I wonder how
you've
fast...
You've said two stupid-ass things on this flight. And I was sitting down.
How fast do you think they take off at? That's a good question. I think it just takes off like a plane.
I don't know.
I think it's just
no
a regular plane. I don't think it's like a spaceship takeoff, but who knows?
It's probably That'd not like you see in the cartoons.
Yeah.
Like where you...
Let's see if I can pull
I
up
think
like
I've
a
seen a like a picture, wall. Like a theoretical drawing of it, and I don't know. It probably does like a plane.
The speaking of which,
I'm never gonna know. I probably won't ever find out.
I don't know, man. I think by the time that we get into our older age, especially if we have medicine to keep us around a little bit longer, that those ticket prices will come down, and we can. I have faith in the idea that I think I'm probably gonna go to space before I die.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, this is how it starts: super expensive, and then. Mm-hmm. Cost goes down gradually, so
yeah. I mean,
maybe.
You know, houses. You can buy a house. A regular person, after years of hard work and good credit and loans or whatever, they could buy a house for $250,000. You know, people do it all the time around here. Mm-hmm. I mean, why not have the option to travel not once, but have a condo on the moon that you occasionally have to fly. Like it's like a cruise line to get to the moon mm-hmm. to your condo.
I have a little place on the moon.
I'd be impressed. I think everybody would. That would be the line to drop at the bar, right?
Yeah. Isn't that? I think that's what they did on South Park. I have a little place in Aspen. And it was a timeshare they were trying to sell them.
Yeah.
What if you were selling? Fuck. Okay. What if that becomes a job in the future, is that you're selling timeshares on the moon?
Could be fun.
Right?
Could be a lot of fun, especially if it's open terrain. Nobody's jumped on the market yet, you know. Mm-hmm. The thing is you're going to have to wrangle people who have millions of dollars in the beginning. So
I think they'd come to you. That'd be the easiest job ever.
That's true.
There's a very specific group of people that would buy moon property.
Especially if you had a commercial for it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It would not have to be a very complicated commercial. You just show some pictures of space. You show a couple in bathrobes leaning over a condo. On the moon, and you see the Earth in the distance, and they smile at each other.
A little kid, their son or daughter is out there playing in a spacesuit.
Uh huh.
You know.
Yeah, and there's you see a big glass dome around the whole thing, and
the dog's even got a little spacesuit on.
Uh huh. A lady steps outside, and the narrator brags about how incredible the air is, freshly produced, and the lady takes a big sniff and. You know, it's reminiscent of the airs of Colorado mm-hmm. and the mountain airs and stuff like that. That's one of the big things they pump up. Like, we actually have better air than Earth. Earth has been diluted with all its toxins. And
Earth's air is now obsolete.
The moon has not had any contaminants thus far for the last blah, blah, blah,
and
blah,
for
blah,
two weekends
and
out of the year.
Produced the best air quality that NASA has provided for, blah, 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 blah. People would be like, okay, yeah.
Oh, well, shit. Now that I know that.
Yeah.
All
you
got
to tell is girls they're going to lose X amount of pounds mm-hmm. in gravity, you know.
You'll weigh 30 pounds, you fat fuck.
Now, you may have some trouble selling condos, Ryan, if that's your approach.
Yeah, and I shouldn't do the voiceover for the commercial. But I bet you I could sell some timeshares. My cousin actually did that for a while. Did well until the fucking... market crashed in 2008. Nobody could sell dick. Wasn't that like pretty it was not the Great Depression, not to me, but people lost their fucking minds back in 2008, right, when all the banks crashed. Well, it's not quite the way to put it, but you know what I'm talking about. They made a movie about that, didn't they, about all the what was the whole... Was it like reverse mortgaging? Like
the bubble popped or some shit? I don't know.
Yeah, the bubble popped and shit went down.
Yeah.
I wonder where that stacks up against the Great Depression in terms of like a stock market crash.
It's a... I think technically it wasn't a depression. It's just like a recession.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's...
That's what dudes used to say whenever they would like steal something or like... try to get something for really cheap. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what to do. It's a recession out here. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know if the World Trade Center, I mean, was that a place of like serious stock trade? And I imagine the World Trade Center is just where a bunch of business related things go. I've never been to the World Trade, and right. I like, you know, don't know a lot about it, but I imagine
I don't either.
They they will be completing the first one this coming year after 13 years after 9/11 at 1,700, it's like over 1,700 feet. It's going to be the tallest U.S. building.
I got to see it.
I hope some asshole doesn't try to go mm-hmm. after that one.
We went around there in New York.
How was it?
It's cool. Looked cool. Yeah. Good building.
Yeah.
Did a good job, I guess.
It's hard to tell, right? When you're down there and it's up there.
I'm not an architect, so.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
So, son of a bitch.
I guess that's cool.
That is quite the building. Anyway.
is it going to be a Target making it the tallest? I guess it's kind of a statement, right? Like, we wanted to make that statement, didn't we?
Making it taller.
Make it taller and stronger, right?
I wouldn't say it makes that's it a Target for like...
No. I mean, potentially.
Oh, like, are you saying them making it taller was one of their goals?
Yeah. Kind of like as a statement to the American people's resilience.
Yeah, probably.
You knock some in the shit plan. Down, we're going to build it back bigger.
But of course, it for sure does make it a Target as well. Because, I mean, it's already a Target.
Yeah.
You know.
Ain't that a bitch.
Yeah. Because of its history, it's already a Target. Before it was born, it was a Target.
Right? Yeah. I'd be apprehensive to work in that building.
Yeah.
But didn't some shit go down like 10...
Yeah, and some people said it was people ago? Over there.
I don't
there.
Know when this is going to
happen. And then a bunch of other people after a couple of years and documentaries and Netflix
wasn't
and internet.
Wasn't this like a big thing?
Yeah, didn't they say that it was our people that are responsible for it? Like, and we
George
still don't
Bush
really
did
know.
Something, and they never did find the rest of that plane. What was
loose
it?
Change, 9/11.
Yeah, loose change in your pocket.
Did you ever see... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Loose change, 9/11. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy stuff, yeah.
I hope that none of that's like, that's a really sad thing if all is true. But you remember the fucking Gulf of Tonkin? Does that stand on your mind at all?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
That's from Vietnam War, right?
Yeah, so we did that thing before, and we said we didn't do it then for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're saying we didn't do something. I don't know if I'm buying it.
There's an incident called like Black Forest or... One of my family members told me about it. Operation Northwoods or something
I've
like that.
I've heard somebody say that before.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm uneducated to that fact. But do you know what it's about at all?
No. I will look it up, however.
Operation Northwoods. Does it stick out in your mind?
No, I've never heard anything about it.
Operation Northwoods. Bam. There it is. Should we go with Wikipedia or a secondhand source?
Wikipedia.
I respect Wikipedia.
I do too.
I know teachers don't, but...
You can even at the bottom of the page. Yeah, you look at the bottom of the page and it has it cited, so you can go ahead and check that and see if it comes from...
Yeah, why can't I just fucking cite Wiki?
I mean, for just a go-to universally accepted medium. I mean,
right.
Google rates judges who goes to the top of their search queues... Based on the people's feedback. So if a lot of people want to see it, and the people are the people that also get to create it in a lot of ways, they get to add it and form it into what it is, and it does have the citation and all that kind of stuff, then, I mean, hey, I probably wouldn't accept it for a scholarly paper either or anything like that. Because you can get it's also kind of cheating in a way. Not cheating, but it is... Because of what it is and the way people use it. I mean, you just have to go to another source if you're doing scholarly work.
I guess you never know when somebody has edited some shit to fuck with you.
Right.
So I guess that idea is maybe what keeps teachers from using it as a credible source because it can be edited by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't do that, but I've thought about it 100 different times. Like going on to a page... And just editing something really silly and like, I can't think of an example now, but it's happened. It's come up in my mind several times where I'm like, I'm not going to be that guy. And I think if you edit something, you have to be edited by this person. I don't want to get caught. Like at Biloxi High, remember, they had a Wikipedia page, and I thought about going in and fucking it up once. And I was like, no, they'll probably figure out it was me. Your eyes got big a second ago. What for?
I am watching the Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 take off. Whoa. And it is blowing my mind right now.
So is it like a plane, like a rocket ship? How's it taking off?
It takes off like a plane. I'm going to show y'all it. I'm spinning around here. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can you see?
I'm going to try to do some sound for the folks at home. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but... No, you can't. But anywho, it takes off like a regular plane. But it's the way it detaches from this primary thing. Watch this. We're watching it fly over as the whole piece that took off. It's flying over, detached. Then it shoots a rocket out. A smaller part of the ship detaches from the main part. Then it detaches. A smaller ship falls, free falls, straight down out of the sky. Then a giant rocket erupts and it takes off independently.
Wow.
And then the other main ship just continues to fly on and it goes back home. Its job is done.
It's pretty crazy.
God damn, that guy's rich.
A regular dude, man.
Fucking Richard Branson. You bastard, you.
That's incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
Is that our Tony Stark?
Not in real life. Is it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Fuck. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, we got one.
All right.
Well, he's got to get to work on that suit.
You know, there's an app that's one of the highest selling apps called Jarvis for smartphones.
Oh, really?
Yep. And it's a whole theme change. Changes your whole phone, uses the center thing that rotates, speaks to you in a voice and all this stuff.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff for iPhones or?
I know it's, I believe it's on Android and it could be on iPhone. I would encourage you to check it out to see.
Have you seen the picture of, it was like a group of people from Back to the Future, like 3, I guess? Either 2 or 3?
3 is when they're in the Cowboys.
No, okay, then it was 2.
2.
Yeah, it's pictures of these people and like, what I guess they thought was futuristic clothing in the 80s. And it says, remember, guys, we all start dressing like this next year. Because it's set in 2015.
Yeah.
And dudes have, like, weird helmets on. And they just look fucking silly.
Yeah, who thought, like, that's where we're going as a people?
I don't know. But we're still super into skateboarding. But we said, fuck the wheels. That's what they were thinking.
That's it.
So you know what? Hoverboards are going to be pretty prevalent by then.
It's the way of the future.
What? By 98, right? We should have a bunch of hoverboards going around, and by then they'll be like this.
Yeah.
Nah.
I want a hoverboard. Be cool.
They exist now, don't they? Just, you know, like, not like that.
They have to be plugged in to a wall all the time or something.
Yeah, shit. But where is that? Are we ever going to get a... I want to see where technology is in, like, 50 years. Well, really, if there was like a time where I could go, I'd be like, all right, 400 years from now, let's see how crazy shit got. Mm-hmm. But 50 seems more realistic. I might.
Yeah, you'll make it there. You're not making it to 400.
No. So, like, if I'm using a time machine, that. But I'll be interested to see what things are like in 50 years. Like, video games is one thing, but where, you know, how long are we going to be transporting ourselves by car? Or at least by roads?
I'm giving you some more slack on your thing because I saw you were pulling at it earlier.
Yeah, I was.
I didn't realize you can adjust it however far you need. Yeah,
I wanted to cross my leg over, which is a little effeminate, I guess.
No, but I do it all the time.
Okay, good.
I read a magazine article about George Clooney, and like the interviewer was like, he walked into the room and like to meet George Clooney, and like in his description of walking in to meet him for the first time or whatever, he's like, Clooney's just chilling there, legs crossed with confidence. Yeah. He starts talking about this and that, whatever else, I don't remember. But just like that line alone, just kind of was like, Man, if it's comfortable, if it's in the moment of what needs to work for your seating arrangement,
yeah,
just do it. Right. Like, you know?
Yeah, I guess fuck everybody else. Why can't I sit, you know, my legs crossed?
Sure, what it's are they going to do? Are they going to say something to you?
You know what I'm
Big
saying?
Big deal. Like, what's next? I go on with my life. That's what happens.
You know what that is my own, like, paranoia.
That's everybody's paranoia. Deep superimposed through the mass consciousness into directed things. So people will not even have a problem with it. And they'll just say something about it just because it's the social norm to say something about it.
You know how mad I would be, like, at you if you just walk by me when I have my legs crossed and you're like, fag. I'd never want to be your friend, you know?
Yeah.
Not if you really meant it. If you just, that's not even funny.
I am going
to
call you a fag every time I see you do it, no.
But if you were just going to, like, oh, fag, and that's cool. But
I'm joking about it, though.
Yeah,
that's the
exactly. If you're not joking about it, well, I don't want to fucking talk to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like we were talking about the other night when we were hanging out downtown and they had three reality TV shows.
Three TVs, but three separate reality TV shows. All three of which I really, really
hated. All imposed like on several TVs.
Yeah.
Some TVs were on the same show, but they were all reality TV shows. And they were
it was a nightmare.
It was a Saturday night, and there was folk music, a two-piece folk music going on. This doesn't work.
Doesn't fit.
No. Like you were saying, it was terrible.
Everybody else, I think, was okay. This is just in my head, but to me, I was like, getting really mad.
Mm-hmm.
Not at you guys or whatever, but mad at the situation that I was like in this bar where there's a dude standing right behind me and like standing and like being over me and just yelling, and then his girlfriend's yelling, and then down at the end of this like seating arrangement we have is like a long bench, like a train car or some shit, and this woman at the end of it is taking shots and yelling aggressively and loud, like shrill, I think is the word. And then I look up and there's a mirror above you guys. So the first thing I see your eyes wander. I look up at the mirror and then there's Storage Wars and what the hell is it?
Lizard Repo. Truck towing.
Lizard Lick Towing.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I looked at it, I would get like, oh, fuck, I hate those shows. And then be like, oh, fuck, I hate these people who are yelling. I'm like, I can't. I'm like trying to talk to Jeff. He's like, what? And I was like, fuck. Yeah, my friends can't even hear me talk. Fuck. I was like, dude, we have to leave this place now. But, so Lizard Lick, it shouldn't exist.
No.
That shouldn't be on TV.
I've never watched it.
I don't want
it.
That to be an option for me. You understand?
I think going back to how I brought that up is, which I was trying to sit over here and figure out was, this idea that like that's for that to be a sustainable thing on TV goes to show that people watch it, and I think that's an indication of cognitive maturity. So that's kind of where like anybody who like someone calls you a fag and you got your legs crossed, and you say I wouldn't want to be that person's friend. Well, that's an indication of your cognitive maturity versus another person's cognitive maturity.
Right.
You know, so that kind of gives you directive to avoid like what people and who and all this kind of stuff. But those people, I mean, they can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
But you're still the one on the higher plateau.
Yeah, because you know what it is.
Them. So it makes
they're idiots.
You feel bad. That's what it is. I mean, you almost feel bad for those kind of people, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, dang, well, it must suck to be in that state of mind. You know what I mean?
You remember last night I said we were driving back home and I was like, man, I think that just made me hate people.
Mm-hmm.
I realized just now what it was. Nothing has changed. I still hate stupid people. Because I was thinking about, that's part of why I hate that show too, is because I know people watching it still on. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, stupid people are fueling this. And then the people that were yelling in the bar, I hate to judge them based on that one experience because they were probably drunk. They were just trying to have fun, but they sounded like really fucking stupid people. And that's all it was.
Bars are a weird place if you're not a drinker.
Yeah. If you're not drunk.
Yeah.
I was at a bar the other night, and I
really wasn't. They make perfect sense when you're drunk.
Yeah. Like, everything seems just about right when you're drunk. But when you're sober and you're, like, observing, you realize everything's a little bit fucked up. Like, I decided to write it in my phone because I thought maybe I could use this somehow. Maybe I should pull it out. I just remember, like, I had my friend is a DJ, and I went to go talk to him about something. He's having some, like, an actual, like, life problem. And he's like, hey, can you just come up here before I have to go DJ? Like, nobody's going to be here. We're just going to talk for a little while. And I made my way up there and had, like, 2 beers the whole night, I guess. And hung out, you know, for a little while, watched him play for a little bit. And when I was there, like, I realized how fucking terrible people are at bars. Like, let me read this thing, I guess. Yeah, that's what it says. Guy behind me is so drunk that he looks like he's too angry to know that he's angry. Have you seen dudes like that? Do you ever see guys that get so drunk that look like they have, like, either been put or put themselves in timeout? They're just like, fuck. Like, staring with, like, their eyes not quite open at people. And he looks like, well, maybe he hates you or just can't think.
They're so inebriated, like what you just said. They can't think, so therefore, they don't have any really function over their body. I mean, alcohol pretty much, its effects are, in a lot of ways, to shut your body down.
Yeah.
Especially your inhibition. I mean, that's the mental aspect, but your physical is highly a part of it as well.
It's so crazy that we sell that. That, like, that's what the building is for, is to sell that to people. Mm-hmm. You know, mostly.
Mm-hmm. And alcohol companies are the biggest advertisers, and they have a lot of pull in political realms.
Mm-hmm.
And they are notorious for being big funders to stop other products that compete against them potentially.
Yeah.
So they'll make huge campaigns that they fund out of their own pockets to, like, stop other things that people want to do, even though tobacco and alcohol are one of the most dangerous drugs out there, probably.
Yeah, by, like, a tobacco pretty good
kills
stretch.
Like 500,000 annually, and alcohol kills like 100,000 annually.
I can't fucking believe that people smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Jeff and I were just talking about that last night.
I, like, really can't believe that that's still happening.
Yeah.
People wake up and, like, oh, need a cigarette. Like, I kind of get it if you're drinking at a bar and you just want a cigarette. Like,
yeah.
You ever see people?
But, yeah.
Well, it's, like, cool, isn't it? I mean, like, the idea behind it is supposed to be, like,
well, Hollywood, culture. Hollywood and, factored that in.
God damn Hollywood.
Yeah. But, I mean, have you ever seen those people on their lunch breaks? It'll be freezing and raining outside, and you will see people who are outside halfway and then putting their hand, like, the rest of their half of their body outside to keep the smoke from out of the building. But they're, like, freezing outside, but they have to smoke.
Right.
So they're, like, just doing it because they have to, basically.
Yeah, they need
brain,
that.
Like, they won't function correctly through the rest of their day if they choose otherwise.
And I've smoked a cigarette in my life, and that shit tastes horrible. It makes me feel fucking sick. And if it's not smoking, think about dip. I can't believe people do that still. I thought, when you look at cartoons, you would think, like, oh, that died in the 1800s. It was only in Western bars where people would spit and then hear the ding. You know?
Mm-hmm. This tobacco, or nicotine's really addictive.
Yeah, man. It's my roommate dips, and it smells awful. Like, it's flavored or whatever, like wintergreen some bullshit.
It's like that.
It smells
minty.
Like death. And it could proven to give you mouth cancer, in some cases lung cancer, I think, or at least throat cancer. There's that. I guess they have pouches and stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But all that stuff makes me feel fucking sick, and it burns. Like, I can't believe that people are still doing it. Like,
you see spit cups back laying in the day, around and
bottles. Dude, my roommate's gross. He's got a 2-liter bottle of Coke that he is filling up with dip spit.
Why?
I don't fucking know, dude, but he's got to stop it. Like, I can't. Boo. I don't want that around my house. I don't want that anywhere near me, you know? But that's, like, something people fucking do, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, smoke a cigar, maybe. Like, that's about as close as it ever getting. I'd smoke it for a couple seconds and, like, get rid of it.
Yeah, I think...
Just because there's, like, classy bullshit that's funny to me.
Puffed on a cigar maybe once or twice. You know, it's kind of like... I mean, when you're young, if you do that kind of thing, it's kind of a gag thing. But, I mean, you know, you get a good Cuban cigar or whatever, Jamaican, I don't even know. Apparently, you know, your adult like life, and you close the big deal or whatever, and you have some wine or whiskey, whatever you drink. I don't even know what goes with cigars.
Whiskey.
You know, whiskey, right. That'll work. Or scotch, too, right? Scotch will work.
Scotch
right?
is a whiskey.
Have you smelled residual cigar? Have you smelled it on people? Like, it doesn't leave you. Oh,
it smells like shit. Yeah. It's the worst smell ever.
How do they sell that as classy? You know?
I don't know. It's
they get the advertisers from the moon condos who do the commercials for that.
They get those
dudes. Hey, please figure this out for us.
I've smoked some celebratory cigars.
Yeah.
All right.
We got them for when my niece was born, and then we never smoked them.
Yeah, and you gotta smoke them that day, or keep them in a humidifier. Otherwise, they're no good.
No.
So.
It's like. I'm trying to think about what to compare it to. I don't know. I guess what I'm leading to is they think it's fucking classy.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
Here's what you can compare it to. The AK-47.
All right.
Tell me more.
Please.
Mikhail Kalashnikov.
Kalashnikov?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I've heard a thing before.
He recently died. He was 94. He was the Russian
guy.
He was the Russian military man who designed the AK-47 in the last days of WW2. And I mean, that's the AK-47 is a pretty popular weapon.
Yeah.
Call of Duty. Holla.
You know it, bro. One time, I don't remember, I never got into a clan, but if I did, I would say it like it was a gang. Like, we started the Goot Clan. I don't know what the shout out for that would be, because Goot doesn't sound very fucking cool. As like I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what I'm leading into.
You know,
keep going with that thing.
All the U.S. troops are supposed to be pulled out from the war this year.
Really?
By the end, they're all supposed to be back.
You think that's going to happen?
I don't know. It's supposed to happen, and it's going to wrap up the longest war that Americans have ever been engaged in. Since its beginning in 2001.
Damn. Yeah, well, we shouldn't be there. We shouldn't have been there a little while ago.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I don't think we should have gone.
We probably shouldn't have. No, they really knows? It's hard to say, you know. I can't sit here and act like I got all the facts about it, but...
Yeah.
That's why I hate to jump into it, because I don't know enough about it to, like, have an educated conversation about it.
Yeah, if I ever
a lot of
talked
stuff
about
I
it,
tried to like push out of my life, like I didn't.
Yeah, it's too complicated. There's an answer. There's not a right answer. That's why, you know.
My go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because I was about
you were pointing.
I was about to do it. What you?
I just
call it?
I watched a presidential debate, and my cousin, like I'd watched a couple, like I'd been watching it for days, and I was watching it on YouTube through the TV. Mm-hmm. So he's watching it with me. He's like, "Dude, I don't want to watch this shit anymore." I was like, well, I know. I want to hear what this guy has to say. I was following Ron Paul. And I was like, I'm voting for this fucking dude. And he's like, dude, it doesn't matter. And he might not necessarily be wrong when he said that. It's not a very educated point of view on it, I guess. But in my head, among presidential debates, I think the fucking fix is in. You know what I'm saying? Vegas has already been called. You know, we know the winner, they're getting picked. Because when I was following the presidential debates and stuff, I was like, well, Mitt Romney's not going to be our dude, right? And it can't be this other guy. Like, it's got to be Ron Paul. He's the only one who's making any fucking sense, if you're watching. And it's not that he's, like, the only one making sense, but he's the only one, to me, that wasn't, like, putting on a game.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't playing a game with the audience. He was just talking.
Yep.
And he was being honest.
It straight.
And then Mitt Romney is fucking... Is that dude...
Is he
a real
cereal
guy?
Box.
Is he a real dude?
His face is
he
on
exists,
a cereal
honestly?
Box, and you just cut it out, and you paste it, and he says nice things about his cereal brand.
That's... You're right, man.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's about dead on, I guess. I feel a little bit bad for Ron Paul. Anytime I ever say that I was a Ron Paul supporter, they just accuse me of being a pothead.
Right.
That's the first thing they do.
Really?
Right. And it's a little senseless, you know, because
I remember watching debates mm-hmm. where he'd be involved with, you know, the five other candidates. And I remember watching it on you know, major news channels
yeah.
like Fox, and I'd remember seeing specifically them cropping him out of the shot because he was at the end, and they would the majority, like, if you, I would have loved yeah. to have timed it to see how much time you see the like, other people on the shit? Screen versus Ron Paul.
Are we not supposed to notice that, you know?
Well, what the fuck? Do we have more smart people or silly people in the world?
Got so many more silly people.
Who are you
silly
going people. To cater to?
The silly people.
You're going to put the camera on cereal box man.
Yeah. Fucking whatever the opposite. What? Count Vanilla? I don't know how it's... Is that still him?
Perfect.
I think I saw it through the Daily Show, maybe, because they'd actually captured it. But they were talking about who was winning in the polls, and it was Barack Obama in front and Mitt Romney in third. Fucking nobody addressed who number two was.
Yeah.
Like, they just wouldn't say Ron Paul's name. They refused to do it.
He is pretty much out of the picture, Bob.
You know, I'm not going to vote for him, and I don't think anybody should.
His policies anyway. Are a little bit radical. You know, what's
he's
this?
A bit of a wing nut, or whatever the shit, like.
He's a man of good intentions, but I don't think his experiential wisdom has come together quite yet to lead the American people.
That's so crazy, but that's exactly what happened, dude. It's so fucked
Who
up.
Who talks like that?
Fox.
Well, I can tell you Ron Paul doesn't sound like that. No. To me, he didn't sound like that. I mean, as a person who studied psychology, and I mean, I feel like I've got a decent grip on people as a whole and just feeling truth and, you know, false things. You know, he didn't seem like he was giving off any cookie cutter approaches. You know, and who knows? Maybe his son will do something.
Maybe. Am I wrong? Does this basically, was that like an example of the fact that you can't be a good dude and be the president? You can't just be honest. You gotta fucking play the game, or you can't be the president.
It's probably the case right now, I would think.
Yeah.
Who knows? People may have more of a say-so in the future for different ways, because imagine if we all of a sudden transitioned our presidential selections instead of based on television, which has been the medium for which it's been approached for quite a while, probably since the inception of the TV, therefore decades. Yeah. Imagine if we suddenly switched to the internet. Okay, so imagine you had the internet crowd, the people mm-hmm. who are raised on the internet, people who know how to use the internet, people who get their sources of information from the internet. Imagine you had those people allowed to vote right then and there, and take YouTube, for example. Yeah. Anything, any political person or anything of interest to me, I might watch a video of it. And then you might see from that video, so let's say you like it, and then another 9 recommended things come up based on users who have also seen similar things, who think that your mindset and their mindset might alike, so they like a certain video, which shoots it to the top of the suggested list. Then the internet kind of judges what you watch to recommend other things to you. So imagine you have people like that who are going to vote, and then who see people like Ron Paul or just a new age, a new group of people who come about. Then you can vote on the internet. People don't have to leave their house or drop out of school or leave work, any of that. You know, because people argue, well, that's not going to be safe. The internet's not going to be a safe place for people to vote. You're telling me pieces of paper that people write on and put in boxes and small booths and surrounded by thousands of other people, like, that's perfect. Like, that's not, you know
that's
what I'm
really
saying?
Dumb.
Credit cards, people trust credit cards and banking systems and their money to systems like that.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, things happened like Target recently where a lot of information was thrown out and all that, but isn't the convenience preferable to it?
I guess the question is, how can you be 100% sure that the person voting is 18? Like, I guess you could use like social security numbers.
I mean, isn't that what it's there for? You know,
right?
You're still gonna have riggings and stuff, but just make it a law that you will go to jail for like 5 years minimum if you try to vote. I mean, that that'll scare some people.
That's true.
And when you've got the NSA and everybody's, you know, their government's watching us and monitoring us and they have access to all this stuff, that's only going to grow more if that's really what's going on. People are going to be paranoid about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to risk it. Your fingerprints gets absorbed into the keyboard and they...
Idiots will.
Idiots will what?
I mean, that's going to happen. Idiots will...
try to risk keep it. The system. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's...
Just don't be an idiot, you know?
That's how natural selection continues to go on to evolve with us. That's how we're going to move on.
Yep.
We're just going to get all the people who can't get it together. We're going to put them on a big island that our government, that is super enlightened, now understands. They'll be treated fine. They'll have good meals. They'll get plenty of sunlight. And they'll all get along with each other because they're all momos. But but they just watch TV. They just watch reality TV all day, like lizards.
You've been listening to a lot of Joey Diaz. I'm suggesting that you have because you said momos.
Oh yeah, yeah. I love that word. That
gets into my head a lot too because of him.
Yeah, great, great word choice. Yeah. Brought to you by Joey Diaz. Go get some. Go get some. But no, you know, and they just, they try to rehabilitate them. They do what they do with any good prison system. They try to give them books, try to get them to read some Aristotle and some, you know, get them into some mathematics and physics and philosophy and religions. And then eventually, once they score higher on a given test and they've put in good time, you know, the warden hasn't walked in on them while they're watching Jersey Shore. Yeah. You know, that's good behavior points. So they get to work in the little shops where they play with Monopoly money to learn how they need to invest their money. And, you know, you get caught with a cheeseburger, we put another 7 months onto your sentence. Whereas, you know, if you're eating tofu and vegetables and good grass-fed beef and all this kind of stuff, then eventually they let you go. They release you from the island. They bring you back to the American people. And you continue your life in the enlightened society that we have with the internet.
So there's like a
utopia. And TV's dead, by the way. TV's we killed that a long time ago.
Just so
and that's my rant on the new America.
Internet's still going strong.
Uh huh. Thanks, Ron Paul. He'll be our president when you get back, idiots.
Did you ever read A Brave New World?
I did about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
First time.
Is that what we're fucking afraid of?
I don't know.
That will eventually
everybody taking pills. Like crocodile, they're just taking pills to sustain themselves, like they do in that book.
Yeah,
yeah. What about 1984?
I've never read that. I need to read that. Or at least I've had people tell me I need to read that 100 times. But isn't that a similar line, like as a plot that we're dealing with between those books? I need to read more books, man. It's been a while since I actually sat down and read one. Like, and I'm not talking about on my phone. I've done that. I mean, like, an actual fucking book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like maybe that's important.
I walked into the library the other day, and there was a table that said free things for courtesy of the library. And it was books and movies.
Yeah.
I got the Pelican Brief. Pelican I don't know if Brief. You know what that means. John Grisham. It's a book made into a movie.
Yeah.
Did very well. 90s, early 90s, I want to say.
I've definitely seen it on TV. I know my parents were watching
and
it in front of me.
This book caught my attention. It was on the table. T.A. Barron's The Great Tree of Avalon, Shadows of the Stars. And there's a really cool picture of a tree.
Huh.
It's a New York Times best-selling epic as well. So I saw it, and I was like, that's a cool picture. Turned around, saw this guy. Backpack, jeans, button down, looks like a professor leaning against a post. I'm like, I can dig what this guy's going. You know, he's got the haircut going for him. Like, oh, can tell he's married. Yep. Hey, word. Well done, Baron. Opened it up to kind of look over it. You know, it had a cool description, all this kind of stuff. And then talks about him. Baron joined the business world. Oh, wait. Let's back up a second. Wrote his first stories as a child under an old... how do you say it? Ponderosa?
Like Ponderosa.
Ponderosa. Pine on his family's Colorado ranch. So then I was like, sold.
Okay.
His passion for writing and for nature's patterns and mysteries only grew during his years as a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford and his treks through the Himalayas, East Africa, Alaska, and so on. Upon returning to the U.S., Baron joined the business world, but he continued to write and to enjoy mystic tales of Merlin. Then finally, he chose to leave his business and move back to Colorado to write full time. Now he writes novels, nature books, and picture books in his attic at his Colorado home. He serves a variety of environmental and educational boards, but is happiest when on the mountain trails with his wife and their five children. So that is what I'm attempting to read right now.
That's the second book. Do you know what happened in the first book?
No idea, no, but okay. I have decided to proceed onward.
All right.
Because I also didn't see the first Hobbit movie, nor have I read the book. And just went in blindly, checking, see, loved it. Yeah. So and I literally picked this up within days of seeing The Hobbit, the two. So I said, hey, I'm taking this.
I read The Hobbit when I was in like seventh grade and I failed the AR quiz. So I don't know. Like,
that's the reason I picked it up to read it was because it was like 13 or 16 points, something like that.
It was so many points. I was like, I'm just going to cash in on this shit. I'm going to be smooth for the rest of the year. I was like, nope.
Done.
I didn't get any points. It took me so long.
Smooth sailing.
I have no idea what I
can't
scored
can't pay
on.
Attention to stuff. The thing I have been reading is Artie Lang's book,
mm-hmm.
which like isn't super like deep or thought. But it doesn't make me feel smart, but it is fun to read. Just because I like that dude. That's one of the comics that I want to go see live. That guy is... did you ever watch the Howard Stern show?
Yeah, I've seen it.
That dude is so funny to me. Like, he's one of the guys that isn't just funny on stage, I think.
Yeah.
Like... he's done so many episodes of that show at Howard Stern that, like, you just know everything that dude does is funny. Like, his personality has to be funny. I watched an episode. I can't remember what the exact plot was, but this girl was doing something terrible on the internet. Okay, yep, there it is. She is promoting her movie, which is her fucking, like, 35 dudes. Here's the catch. They're all over 60. That's like, and I don't know what kind of fetish that falls into, but apparently that's like a big draw for some crowd.
She's over 60-year-old dudes, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. She's pumping it up on Howard Stern's show. And it's just Artie Lang laughing at this woman, like, and talking shit to her. Eventually he makes her cry, which is not necessarily cool. But she's fucking 30 dudes who are over 60 on camera, and that's not cool either.
I mean, if she wants to do it.
I guess, but she seemed
is
awful.
I
don't know the girl. So.
A pretend movie or is a documentary? What'd you say?
This is from the Howard Stern show. She's talking about like promoting her pornographic film.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. See, I wish I could share that with you guys better, but I can't.
You don't remember her name
it's
or
so
anything?
Funny. No, it's been so long since I saw it, but I just know that like that made me like. Cry laughing, like laugh really, really hard for a long time. It's on YouTube if anybody wants to find it. Take an hour out of your day. I promise you'll enjoy it. If you listen to anything Artie Lang is doing, he's a badass as a comic. I haven't seen him do anything since like this special from years ago in like Gotham, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but. I need to go to. I think he only plays like around New York and shit. Like, I don't see a lot of them, but I want to make a trip there just to go see him. He's that funny, super super funny.
Operation Northwoods was a series of false flag proposals that originated within the Department of Defense and the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States government in 1962. The proposals, which called for the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, or other operatives to commit perceived acts of terrorism in the U.S. in U.S. cities and elsewhere, and rejected by the Kennedy administration. Just got interesting with the name dropping on Kennedy there.
That piqued my interest.
At the time of the proposal, Cuba had recently become communist under Fidel Castro, and the operation proposed creating public support for a war against Cuba by blaming it for terrorist attacks. To this end, Operation Northwood's proposals recommended hijacking and bombings, followed by the introduction of phony evidence that would implicate the Cuban government. It stated the desire resulted from the execution of the plan would be to place the United States in the apparent position of suffering defensible grievances from a rash and irresponsible government of Cuba, and to develop an international image of Cuban threat to peace in the Western Hemisphere. So they basically staged attacks, and several of the other proposals were included with Operation Northwoods, including a real or simulated actions against various U.S. military and civilian targets. The operation recommended developing a communist Cuba terror campaign in the Miami area, in other Florida cities, and even Washington. The plan was drafted by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, signed by Chairman Lyman Limitzer, and sent to the Secretary of Defense.
What a terrible name.
Although part of the U.S. government's Cuban Project Anti-Communist Initiative, Operation Northwoods was never officially accepted. It was authorized by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but then rejected by President John F. Kennedy. According to currently released documents, none of the operations became active under the auspices of the Operation Northwoods proposals. So, go check out that if you want to see some more on that. That's what I had to close it out on. Okay. I had to bring it back to Operation Northwoods.
I thought that was really funny, to be honest.
It was just sitting there in one of my tabs, and I had to close it out. Which, speaking of which, I'm going to show you something on this other tab in a second, but I'm pretty hungry, so...
Okay. Yeah, how long has this been? It's been a good while.
Huh?
So this has been a pretty long one, though.
It's like an hour 30. But, let's break for some food. Tomorrow, American Hustle?
Yeah, we can go do that.
American Hustle?
I'm in.
Word. Sounds good.
Boom.
Before we go, let's make a quick... just a reminder to the people, Mizo's next Monday night... At 8 o'clock, we're going to be doing an open mic, first one ever. So if you want to come out and check
gotta
it
make
out.
Make a note of this. It's yeah. only for comics.
Yeah. This is right now. Right now, opening up, we're just keeping it strictly for comics. So if you want to come down to just listen, or if you want to come try it out, we'd welcome you to come and give it a
we're
shot.
We're very friendly. We won't make fun of you.
We're going to laugh. We're all going to laugh. We're going to laugh. Yeah. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, laughter is the best thing to make you go forward with it and do better.
I'll be laughing throughout the evening,
we're not,
for sure.
Yeah, we're not even, you know, we're not even saying that we're going to get up there and kill and do well, but that's why we need you to give us feedback, too. So it's a growing experience for everybody, you know what I'm saying?
The point is come to out get a comedy scene started on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It doesn't exist, and we are not going to let that continue to happen.
Yeah, well, we're just going to go out there and have fun, and whatever that turns into is what it turns into. So, I mean, you know, we'd like to... Mizo's is a cool place.
It is. I like that place.
They're actually going to be a sponsor for the podcast in the future and all that good stuff. So,
yeah, we're going to do a couple at Mizo's, right?
Yeah.
And then we're looking forward to
it. Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Well, definitely, definitely. I mean, they've got a... Just a great place, a different atmosphere. And I mean, the people that run it are super cool. They've got a great back area, tons of good music all the time, always something going on there. They
good
stay open
beer
forever.
Selection.
Great beer selection. Man, everything. Props
food?
To Mizo's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And incredible staff.
The crowd that it attracts to, top notch folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Interesting to hang around, fun to
Not
be around.
Not even kind of like that bar that we were at last night.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
I hated that.
I really did
I
not
don't
like that
hate
place.
Mizo's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a different vibe over there.
Yeah,
they're doing good things, Mizo's. But Mizo's Monday Mike this Friday, Monday. This Monday.
February
not this
the
Monday. February 3rd. Not this Monday.
Don't
but
show up this
Monday
and expect
this
me to
Monday
be there.
This Monday
will
be
not
a movie
show
theater.
Up tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be watching American Hustle. We will not be doing stand up. We will be brooding over a, you know, top rated film.
Exactly.
So anywho, that's that. And I put up a new blog post. It's a recipe. It's a new food thing. Garlic herb and tuna salad. I think I made it like out of kale or whatever. You want to see the picture? Have you seen
it? I've seen it. It was on Facebook.
Yeah, dude, it's nice little... You know what? I'm going to put a boiled egg on that.
You're out of your fucking mind.
No, I'm not. It's going to happen. Get out of here. But not right now. I'm going to go eat some, like, greasy chicken or something on a bun.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Boom.
Boom. But anyway, that. And then if you want to hear about our past experience at the grocery, the open mic we did, me and Ryan were there, and just a little bit about what we did. That's another place that like Ryan and Daniel both go up a lot to do stand up whenever they can. And I've gone up there and it's a lot of fun and it's given us a good outlet. So we'd also like to really encourage you to go out to those on Thursday nights. Those started about 9:30 and that's always a lot of fun. And we've been getting great crowds there recently. So
last one was the best one, right?
It was definitely one of the best I've seen.
Yeah.
And I've been going there for quite a while to play music.
People are cool, man.
Yeah. Very, I mean, you're crowd work, man.
Damn, that was a fun one. I want to post that somehow. I want to get that on Facebook.
I've got the audio for both of our sets.
I got a video somewhere. I can't get the person to send it to.
Yeah.
But we'll figure. I'll get that on there somehow. Because that was, dude, that was a fun night.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
That's the best thing. If you come to Mizo's, don't be a shitty crowd member. You know what to do. You know the drill.
Yeah, well, it's a different vibe for, you know, they go there for mostly music. So for stand up, it's a little harder. But still, yeah,
we're gonna find out.
It's a changing thing. You know, you can shift on the crowd. You can be attentive and listen up and all that. You know, for a little bit for those stand up comics that want to go up there. But besides all that, also the music page. I think I'm going to put up a new track soon, so haven't decided on that, but kind of wanted to put something up that an old out of tune little jam ditty, whatever. So that's that. The rest of the podcast page is where we keep all the other shows, the audio shows. So coastalnoise.com, all that flavor. Get it. Get it in your ear.
Coming at you one time.
Coming at you.
Or 23 times or whatever episode this is.
This is episode 22.
We're on 22.
We're on double deuces right now.
22 times in your face.
Yeah, man. We're almost to the quarter hundred mark.
Are you going to do something special for like 25 or something?
No.
We should have an extravaganza.
When we get to 100, then we'll do things.
Okay.
Chardonnay and a Cuban cigar with with Marley and me. Yeah. That's what it's going to be. People are going to tune in and they're just going to be like, what the hell? People are on the moon and this is how I'm spending my time. These guys back on episode 22 were talking about how shitty television was. And here they are smoking cigars, drinking, and just crying with each other.
Crossing
like,
their
that's
legs,
all
dude,
the podcast is. Yeah, fucking crossing their legs and whatnot.
They're all smoking cigars, drinking champagne, watching Marley and me with their legs crossed. I don't like these guys.
Weed's legal in all of America and they're just, you know, watching Marley and me, just special brownies. What is happening? What does it come to? And I'm sitting here listening
it. We were supposed to end it, remember? We didn't.
I know.
Now look at
it. Well, this is the end, man. This is all wrapping up.
You should play that song. You remember? This is the end. It's Stallone's. I don't know what I'm doing up here. But Stallone's
that's how high
brother.
He, that's how tall he is, right?
Stallone.
It's a deceptively it's short
some
guy.
Some movie with Stallone on it. Find it. It'd be a great way to finish the podcast. And you can stop while I'm talking. I just fade out. And I fade into This Is the End by whoever Stallone.
If I can find that, I'm going to plug it in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but
okay.
Can you tell me a name, something more specific?
Nope. But I'll Google it after this and we'll figure it out.
Stallone song? Is that what I'm searching for?
Don't
it's
type
his
in
brother,
Stallone
right?
Song.
No, type in Stallone song. I want to see what happens.
You probably find something. Was it Frank Stallone? That's his name, right?
I have no idea.
Fuck, I don't know.
I didn't know he had a brother.
That poor dude. He's obviously talented. Probably not going to be like, he's never going to be his brother. Isn't that fucked up?
It happens.
Yeah, but he's doing
not that
him.
Often. Not like that.
Some guy named Frank Stallone came up and it wants me to buy all his stuff.
Boom, don't buy his stuff.
Boom, not happening.
Ain't getting nothing
Frank
from us,
Stallone.
Dog.
We're going to get chicken biscuits.
All right.